Hello, welcome to Any Day Podcast. Speaking with you right here is David Gucha. How you doing, everybody? How you doing? My greeting to you all. Today we're gonna be talking about flying, traveling. So, in discussion to that is to inform from your departuring destination, and also to give enough information to your arriving destination. So, in saying this, let's kick to it. When traveling, from the moment you search for your flight online, or let's say you go to the traveling agent center or if you ask someone to get you your traveling itinerary, and then you should be able to inform the people at the other end who are receiving you at your arrival destination. So make sure the time that you are arriving there is so accurate. Make sure the days that you are staying over are well said, okay? Make sure to be very, very specific on those, because sometimes people have to allocate their time and to also give the time to themselves to go and receive you, which is so important, you know, and the time that which they would also need to prepare to take you to the airport if you were to return within a short time or period or month, you know. It's good to put that in planning. Also, let's say for the family members, they have to prepare the room for you, and they also have to make sure that they prepare the family members that who are going to be staying with you, because everybody is always busy these days. People gotta go to school, people gotta go to work, and so many things that keep people occupied, which is like almost a daily thing, scheduling thing that keeps everybody moving in this world. So in that, it is so good, and as a family, it's really good to receive somebody coming from another place, you know. It kind of gives you guys that feeling of being united as a family, especially if you live from hours or let's say a mile or thousands away from each other, and there's no time to always travel back and forth in between your work period or the weekends, because you have all this stuff to do. So that would be so important. It would be so important. Transportation is really important. It's good to prepare the transport, especially if you are on a work travel. It is good for them to prepare your transportation. Let's say if they have your work vehicles, or let's say if you are traveling to another city and you're gonna stay with family, and then they need to prepare you a vehicle to travel with, or at least to prepare you a timetable of train lines or buses to cash if nobody's going to be there, or even for them to give you their vehicle and they would be able to travel using public transport if they can. However, though, in some cases it would just depend too. So because you may not move around if you are not traveling for work, or if it is not something that is important that is moving you to another state or to another country. So, but there is going to be something that keeps us moving anyway, and it's good to put those in consideration to prepare ahead of time, informing with your flight detail from departuring to arrival, and also preparing your transportation at the arrival destination, and to prepare your accommodation at your arrival destination. The same thing as well goes when you're going back. It's going to be a few steps, such as transportation and your flight details as well, for somebody to receive your bags. So that's all now, and thank you very much. This is Any Day Podcast. We have so many stuff to talk about, but this is one of the things that I would like to raise. And there are so many things that are happening around this world, and we will get into them so sometimes. But just take care out there, look after yourself. The world has become another chaotic place now, even though not most people may hear about it, but it's going wild. So be careful and stay blessed. Any Day Podcast speaking with you right now, today on Monday, the 28th of October, live right here in Perth. Thank you and bye. Yep. Hello, hello, this is David Kuche speaking with you right now here. Today is Sunday, 3rd of November 2019. I'm here to update you all about last night. Here in Perth, Western Australia, we had Face of South Sudan fashion show, beauty pageant, hosted by Ayo Marco with Victoria. It was an amazing night, guys, and it was very competitive among the contestants. However, the night went very, very well, and we had a winner of 2019 Face of South Sudan, which was Nyiria James. She won Face of South Sudan 2019 here in Perth, Western Australia. And it is an amazing job for these girls, for what they do. It was incredible. It was beautiful having to witness it. If you are here, just make sure that you get ready for the next year, 2020, because I think that's going to be one of the way above lit beauty pageant show, that which is going to be way better, and each and every time this beauty pageant keeps getting better, and people just love it. You just gotta have to have a focus to go there, have a focus to bring the support that you have. So either having to be present or having to come through, because you gotta realize this is not an easy task, having to do it, people. And your most important part that you should do
is to make sure that you pass this message out to the people, to let them know if somebody wants to prepare themselves ahead of time now for the beauty pageant of Face of South Sudan coming up next year, and then they should be able to contact Ayo Marco or Victoria, who are the organizers, and also let the rest of other people out there know as well if they want to reach them or contact them. Other than that, you can reach onto Face of South Sudan beauty pageant page Australia, and you will be able to have more of their contacts, either through contacting them by phone or reaching them with an email or messenger. So that's all for now. Speaking with you is David Kucha, right here in Perth, and thank you all. And it's good to be back. Hello, hello, one. Any Day Podcast. Speaking with you as of David Kucha. Thank you and have a good day or good night if you are Australia, or good morning if you are in other part of the world. Let us know and send us a message. We also have a Facebook page. Thank you. Bye-bye.